Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Oh, welcome to Red Venue. Today we are back by The Athletic. You can enjoy 50% off your yearly subscription and a 7-day free trial by going to www.theathletic.co.uk/redmennews. We are still in our homes. We are not back in the studio just yet, but we've got loads and loads and loads of good content upcoming. But first of all, we've got the latest news. I'm joined by Ross Chanley, who's going to take us through that.
Okay, so we're going to start off with a piece from The Athletic, as we have done all week. Premier League clubs told to pay back £762 million if they fail to finish the season. The Premier League executives have been told it will cost them that amount of money if they fail to finish the season. A huge figure would come due to breach of contract in terms agreed for domestic and international rights, and it was communicated to all 20 clubs during the crisis meeting at the Premier League headquarters in London on Thursday, so yesterday morning. The suspension is understood to be costing Sky, one of two main domestic broadcasters, the other one being BT, huge amounts per day, as they're not charging many sports for customers and cannot attract the same in advertising. Chris is kind of what we said all week, I think, isn't it? You know, it's been a debate whether the season will finish, whether or not, whether it will carry on, but it appears money's behind all this, and, you know, essentially the Premier League want that money, BT want that money, everyone wants it, don't they?
Shock horror, money's behind everything to do with the Premier League. Look, it looks like the Premier League's going to finish. It doesn't matter what date they're going to put on it now. It's, you know, it's suspended, but they are going to finish this season. That's the most important thing from a Liverpool fan perspective. Are we surprised that money's at the bottom of this, Ross? No, absolutely not. Why would we be? These are the powers that be when it comes to football in this country now, aren't they? Whether it's Sky, whether it's BT, whoever, everybody just doesn't want to lose out on money. And the way that they don't lose out on money is they don't cancel football games. They're still paying the wages. They want the revenues. They want the worldwide revenues. They want those TV revs, and everything will carry on. Football will continue to make millions and millions of pounds. And, you know, the likes of Sky, the likes of BT are going to continue to rip us off in the meantime. They'll have lost tons of subscribers if the season get cancelled with no end date no start date for the next season, because everyone would literally just stop for the next 12 months if football wasn't going to start again until August, or so 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months, whatever. So Sky and BT and obviously everybody involved wants the season to finish, and it doesn't surprise me. Does it surprise you?
No, not at all, really. It's a shame that that's where it comes behind, really, but, you know, because there are obviously big companies, they can probably afford to help people out a lot more. And I've seen, you know, research on yesterday. Sky said to people they can suspend their packages, so people can pause it, because it's not just because there's no football, but people are losing jobs left, right, and centre, or they're not sure of the futures. And, you know, people that haven't gone to dramatic circumstances yet might think in the future of trying to save money where they can, but also there's no football. So yesterday we did the news and we spoke about the Premier League meeting. 10 minutes after we did the news, they announced what the outcome of that was. And so for now, Chris, the FA, the Premier League, EFL and Women's Professional Game, together with the PFA and LMA, understand the unprecedented times and thoughts with everyone affected by COVID-19. But basically they said the season shall not terminate later than June the 1st. Each competition shall, within the limit laid down by the FA, determine the length of its own playing season. Again, for Liverpool fans, this is great news, because I think all they said is they want to finish the season. This is the one, you know, not just for the money reasons, but for all the intricacies and, you know, the relegation, the promotion stuff. All we said all week, it makes total sense to carry it on, doesn't it?
It does, and you've got to. I mean, at some point, people are going to need stuff to do. Now, I saw Boris talking yesterday about how we're gonna beat this in 12 weeks. The man hasn't got a fucking clue. We're going to be inside for 12 weeks. You know, we're going to stem the tide or whatever he said. It's going to be difficult. You can see that because, quite frankly, there's a lot of people not listening to the advice that's been handed out, and that doesn't help us. When it comes to footballers, when you come to how much they're worth and, you know, how big business football is, the country needs this. The country needs this to focus on. You know what I mean? We're all sat here doing pretty much nothing in the house, worrying about when the next paycheck's coming in or whether our jobs are going to be there and how long Red Bank can survive for without the community, without football to talk about. These are all concerns that we all have. And we're going to need something to take our minds off it, quite honestly. Football could be that big thing, couldn't it? Football could sort of just reinvigorate everybody, and you know, if there's a way of them getting games behind closed doors, even just getting this done, and that's the way to do. We've had a super chat as well, Ben Pryor. Loving your new channel, Chris. It's different gravy. Thank you very much for highlighting that one for me, Tom. Tom's mixing this live, which is pretty impressive stuff, actually, when you consider it. He was just sort of shaking the mouse so that I can see it there, like. So thank you very much for that one. Really appreciate that. And if you do want to check out my new channel, I'm sure Tom's going to put a link in the description, aren't you, Tom? Give us a little thumbs up. Mouse, mate.
Yes.
Can you speak to him again?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There we go.
It's aptly titled Chris Pajak Ross.
Just on that, Chris, what you were talking about, I've seen loads of things this week of, you know, football is just a sport or it's just football, that, you know, that sort of wording. But on the back of what you just said, It's not for everyone, is it? And it's different for us because it's our job, like you said, it's our livelihood. But also, you know, the amount of the local economy for Liverpool, for instance, we spoke about Homebake, I think, on Monday. You know, they said today that they're reducing their stock on what they're doing because they've been forced to go and do it. So it's not just football, is it? It's the local economy, it's businesses, it's people's routines, it's escapism for people. It's vitally important to some people's lives.
It is, and look, I think it's easy to forget that sometimes because you live in your own little bubble. Friends of ours run a company called AdLib Audio. They're one of the biggest companies. They put on pretty much most of the big events around the world. So they do like Glastonbury and stuff like that, Ross. And he was speaking to his dad, who I know, and he said, like, I've worked 35 years to get where I am, runs this company, and it's gone in a week. And you just feel so sorry for people like that, don't you? Because it's not their fault. He's got 180 staff and every live event around the world has been cancelled. I mean, what is he supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? And there's loads of people in and around and, you know, intrinsically linked with the football club, Homebaked. You know, they're selling their frozen pies. They're advertising that they're open. I know restaurants that are now doing delivery services on stock that they're holding. I know that you put something out on Twitter yesterday from a fruit and veg guy who's doing these veg baskets, and everyone's just trying to do what they can to get through this. And, you know, it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. And I think football could give us a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and one of those things I think we spoke about again earlier this week was Liverpool. James Pearce tweeted yesterday, credit to Liverpool Football Club, vowing to pay Anfield's matchday casual workers for the postponed home games up to the end of April. It'll cost the club £250,000 per match. Again, it comes back to what you've just been talking about. There's some reassurance for people that are in that line of work who are probably thinking, you know, it's not just football. It's, you know, it might be casual stuff, but if someone's earning, I don't know, say £100 a week from it, you know, that's food bills, that's your council tax. It's like, you know, it's a lot for people, isn't it?
It is. It's a huge amount, mate. And listen, there's a huge amount coming for us right now, Ross. Trig Josh on the Super Jazz is here. Ross, put this towards some acting lessons. Look at Chris smashing it with the animated responses. Hi, Tom. I hope you're feeling better, pal. Thank you very much, mate. Tom is feeling a little bit better. I think I can speak for him there. He still sounds terrible. He's talking in our ears and snotting and coughing and all kinds of stuff. He's not as bad as Paul. I had the pleasure of talking to Paul yesterday. Oh, my God. There's a man who wants to make you top yourself because he feels bad for himself. He feels terrible. He feels absolutely terrible and he's feeling sorry for himself. Ben Pryor again. You're going on to James Allcott's footy manager stream, Chris. I am the assistant manager tonight. 4-6 with big James Allcott. Can't wait. I've kept it secret for ages. It's last 24 hours. What else can we talk about, Ross?
One more. It's Andy Robertson. Oh, sorry, he's got two more. Andy Robertson praised a random cat of kindness yesterday amid coronavirus outbreaks. Basically, there's a charity in Scotland, and he said each and every donation we receive will make a huge difference to those affected by mental health. I'd like to give a special mention to Liverpool footballer and Scotland captain Andy Robertson, who today donated extremely generous amounts of money. Just to highlight again, we did it with Sadio Mane earlier on in the week. And, you know, he did the same thing, Liverpool Football Club, of course, with the food bank. So I thought it was only fair to do it for Robertson as well. And the fact that, you know, footballers are probably sat at home with more time on their hands and bored and loads of money on their hands as well. So the fact that they're reaching out to people, and whether they're trying to do it discreetly or there's loads that we're not hearing about, I just thought it was nice to say, you know, in a terrible situation that, you know, Liverpool footballers are helping out.
It's brilliant when you consider that, like, you know, the American, the famous American people are singing Imagine with a fucking eyes closed to a phone, which was just fucking atrocious, wasn't it? But, you know, at least our lads are actually putting their hands in the pockets and doing something that actually makes a difference for people. I love it.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for having a go at all of them.
It was doing the rounds yesterday on WhatsApp, and I was like, Tom's got his thoughts on it, and I didn't like it either. Something else that we won't like, Chris, is the final story is that Jurgen Klopp told to sell Mohamed Salah over Sadio Mane. That's according to Don Hutchinson. Yeah. He said, I wouldn't accept 140 million for Mane. I wouldn't. They're the same age, but it's Mo Salah. I watch every single week and his numbers are astonishing. Don't get me wrong, and you can't take that away from Mo Salah. But when we're talking about the Champions League just before the Atletico game, you watch Mo Salah and the guy does genius things, but he does the most basic things so bad it's untrue. He can't pass the ball 5 yards. He seems to be keep on playing the ball where he tries to nutmeg someone from whatever side he's on. If he's coming off the right flank to his left, tries to play it to the striker through to a body of players, that's never, ever on. I don't think this was the time of day, Chris, I wanted to give to Don Hutchinson, but he's completely wrong, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, to be honest with you. And I think, I don't know how long he's been locked up inside for, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was 7 weeks, looking at how angry he was reading that. Like,
yeah,
it's probably, look, I actually quite like Don Hutchinson as a player, and I don't want to have a pop at him at all. But people are just wrong, Ross. And Don is just completely wrong there, isn't he? Let's be honest. Like, Mo Salah is an extremely capable player, shall we say.
Yeah, I think he can understand frustration if he had no end product and that's all he was doing. It's fair to criticise him in that sense. But when he contradicted himself. His numbers are astonishing. Okay, well, he's scoring goals and winning games. Let him do the other stuff. So wrap it up there. We're going to go to your comments.
We've got a
now.
Super chat, mate. We've got a super chat, a big one from Trig Josh as well. Really important one. He's donated £20 and said, if you can you donate this to the food banks in Liverpool? Happy to help. I will absolutely do that for you. No problem whatsoever. But people don't do that. Like, you can donate to the St. Andrews Community Centre online anyway. If you just follow Fan Support and Food Banks, or what is it? S Food Banks, Ross.
Yeah.
They've got a link.
S Food Banks.
Yeah, you can just donate directly to them. So please do that in future, like, because otherwise, you know, I might forget. For starters, I'm not going to forget, but I might, and we'd lose track of what it is and stuff. So yeah, please don't do that again. Massively appreciate that. We'll absolutely send that £20 on. Did you want to get into the comments, did you then, Ross?
Yeah, we're going to go live to Tom Dutton, who's in our ears. Okay, he's not quite ready yet. He's just he's trying to multitask, Chris.
Okay.
If you just read them on the screen for me, Tom, I can read them out, mate, you know.
I've got it. Ken Addo says, cancelling the Premier League would have destroyed its integrity. John Cable speaking about the end of the season. Hopefully the fans will be there when we win the league. Hendo Shuffle just won't be the same otherwise.
Yeah. On his own doing a shuffle, Ross.
It's a really, really bad situation, isn't it, Chris? I think, you know, as much as we want to be there seeing the players lift the trophies, I think I agree with you. And you said if you can get it done, then at least we've got football to talk about. At least we've got, you know, something to watch, something to discuss, rather than the nothing completely. I think it's not the ideal situation of us not being there, if it is behind closed doors, not being able to go to a parade or whatever, but ultimately, you know, reiterate what we said all week of people's safety and health is paramount. If football can help cover that, then, you know, I think it compensates for a lot of people's mental health if they're able to watch it.
Yeah, it does. But just like if they manage to get this footy sorted and boxed off, Ross, yeah. Can you imagine that the first party is like, you know, like when you turn up for a holiday and you go there or a stag do or something and you go hard on
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now imagine that being 30-year part, like wait for a party for Liverpool with the league. It's the first time you're allowed up the house. Everyone's running out with beer and vodka and everything, just going in the streets. It's a bit like even the Everton fans will be celebrating with us. They just made up to get out the house. It'll be the biggest street party you've ever seen. What a way to end your exile, your quarantine, or whatever.
Gosh,
just get out there and party with Liverpool winning the league, man. Oh God, it would be sensational.
The irony of it is, the only beer that will be available in the shops is Corona. That's all that's in there now.
It's ridiculous that. I've just done a video for my channel where I've talked about that. Like,
where is that channel, Chris? Where can we find it?
Well, Tom put it in the comments a minute ago, to be honest. Really? But if you just Google Chris Pader YouTube, it actually came up top thing because I watched Tom do it.
Okay, cool. Okay, sound. One more, Tom.
Yeah, we'll just end it with this. Rob D says, suspending the Prem till the end of April gives time to ensure everyone's starting to get fit and healthy again. Then hopefully in May, let the footy games begin again.
I think it'll change from there, and being completely honest with you. But there was a wording of it yesterday, so let me find James Pearce's tweet yesterday. Essentially, Chris, you know, suspending that, buying themselves more time is great. But I think the way that they worded yesterday, they were doing whatever they can just to finish this season off. And it sounds like, you know, wherever that may be.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if we got started when they've said we're going to get started, to be honest with you. I think.
Sorry, yeah. Just read this tweet. It says, the Premier League confirmed there will be no games played until April 30th at the earliest. FA Board has agreed that the season can be extended indefinitely with the plan to complete the 1920 season when it's safe to do so. Says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And it's what we've been saying all along, isn't it? And it's one of the comments there before, Rob's comment was about, excuse me, can you just bring those comments back up for us, Tom? Is that okay? They were talking about the integrity of the competition, wasn't it? I think Ken Addo said it. Thanks, Tom. And you can't not finish a league season. Everybody needs to know what's going on with that. And, you know, again, according to Rob here, then, hopefully, yeah, May, but I just really don't see it, mate. We've had another one from Super Josh. Make sure you do a clip of your experiences at the Prem, please. We absolutely will. Thank you for the green Super Josh. I just really think that this season needs to get finished for everybody.
Yeah, it is both best thing to do, isn't it? I think we'll wrap it up there. Chris, thank you for joining us, and thanks, Tom, back of house. Thank you to all for your Super Chats and for your comments and questions. We'll be back on Monday for some more chat. Don't go and check out Chris's channel. He's knocked up some wonderful food this week. I'm not sure what happened yesterday, but...
Wait, what? He's knocked up... What?
Some lovely food?
I know, I didn't know where you were going with that.
Okay. What happened to the... I don't know, a couple of days of quarantine, mate. You might have to.
Baby boom, isn't
it? Yeah. We're going to go be called Corona.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.